Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Mem Gimel, daf 43. We left off at the bottom of the page on Mem Bet Amud Bet 42b. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shlema Vadachonim, Ruchnadam, Chemda, Barachom, Achon, Nifan, and Menachon, Nukam, and Nifkas, Arman, and Nir, Shalom, and Sarada, and Menachon, and Yafav, 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 יבודם נפח חיה ספטר מחב חנה שמחה בן מחקר מן רמד חב דס בן רמד חנה למד נמר מיחס לבטה מה יסה בחנה כמה נגדו במרד חנה דם מן סתם נסכם בן יקום למקום 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 שם בן נגדו נפח יוסף בן נברוח שם בן שם בן ינה יוסף בן יפן דני מדנה שמחה מן רפר מן רמד חנה נגדו 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 מיום כבד ישו בן יחמה חנה מהלכה בן סבר שם בן סבר חנה מרד חנה יסה בן ינה נבט תהילה בת מרים ולהבדיל לילוי נשמת רחל בת אליהו ותביד בן אליהו לילד בן אפרים שבו משפעל בועז בן אברהם דן ותן רונדם במלחם את אברהם משה בן אפרל אליהו בן סבסם שמור של חמוס החיים שם בן משה להבדיל הרעיון דבורה בת מרים. Okay, we're at the new Mishnah at the bottom of the page. The Mishnah begins, המודר הנאה מחברו. If somebody takes a nether that another should not benefit him, לא ישאילנו, you should not lend him anything, ולא ישאל ממנו, and you should not borrow anything from that person. We're going to see in the Mishnah why. Right, so he takes a nether, A takes a nether that B should not benefit from him, A should not lend to him, and should not borrow from him. ולא ילווינו, ולא ילווה ממנו. You shouldn't lend him with money, and you shouldn't borrow from him with money either. Take a loan. ולא ימכור לו, you shouldn't sell to that person, ולא ייקח ממנו, you should not buy from that person. We're going to see in the Gemara, you know, it makes sense why you know, one side why he shouldn't do, but the other side, why is that a problem? So we're going to see in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Bishlama lo yilavenu." It makes sense that he should not lend the person money. Dekam mehanile, because he is giving him a benefit. If I take a nether, not that you can't benefit from me, and I give you a loan, you are getting a benefit from me. Ela lo yilavehemenu maika mehanile. But the question is, if I borrow from you, if I take a loan from you, what benefit are you getting? How is that a benefit for you? So the Gemara says, "Ubishlama." And maybe even if you want to say "lo yilaveh himenu," it makes sense. I shouldn't borrow from you. Why? The way the Mefarash says, let's say you had bad currency, and now I'm going to replace it and give you back money after the loan with good currency, with money that you can spend more commonly. So maybe I am giving you a benefit. That makes sense. ולא ייקח ממנו. And I shouldn't buy from you also, דקמיתני מיניה, because you are benefiting from me. That all makes sense. אלא לא ישאל ממנו, מי קמיתני מיניה. But I should not borrow from you, right? I shouldn't take something from you and borrow from you. Why not? What type of benefit are you gaining by me borrowing? I understand money, I'm going to return you better money. I understand if I buy from you, I'm paying you for it. You're getting you know, you're making profit. But why shouldn't I borrow something from you? So Amar Biyosi Barachanina Kegon Shenidru Hana'a Zemize. The case is actually that they both took a neder of benefit from one another. So the Mishnah, what it's cryptically talking about, is saying that A took a neder that B shouldn't benefit, and B took a neder that A shouldn't benefit. So neither of them can really do any business with one another and do anything or borrow from one another. Abaye says a little bit differently. He says, "Gezera lishol mishum lehashil." He says, by the case of borrowing, it's a decree on the case of borrowing, lest I come to lend to the person. Meaning, he's saying, no, it's not that they both took a neder that neither should benefit from one another. A took a neder that B cannot benefit from A, and A said, and A is not allowed to even borrow from B. Why? Just in case he comes to lend to him, he thinks he'd be allowed to lend to him. No, lend him, give it back to him. Lashil, give it back to him. So it's a gezerah of borrowing because of the possibility that this might lead him to lend the person articles. Okay, and the Gemara says, v'chen bekulu gezerah. And the same thing applies to all of the cases in the Mishnah. It's all a gezerah. Why can't he take from the person that he's a sort of benefit, he's not a sort of benefit from? B, it's because he may come to give to him, which he is a sort of benefit. Okay, very good. New Mishnah. Amar lo. If someone comes and says to his friend, "Hashileni paratecha, lend me your cow," Amar lo, and the guy tells him, "Eina penuya, it's not free, it's not available." So Amar, so what did the guy say? He got upset. He said, "Konam sade shani choresh ba leolam." He says that, or sadi. He says, "I take a neder on my field that I plow forever, that your cow should never plow in my field." He got upset with him. He said, "You know what? It's not available for me. Your cow is never going to plow in my field." So what happens? Im hayad darko lacharosh, if it was his way, he was the one who was the plower in the field. So what happens then? Hu asur v'chol adam mutarim. He is forbidden to use that cow in that field, but anybody else is allowed because he took a neder on himself. Whereas v'im ein darko lacharosh, if let's say it's not his way to be the one plowing, it's he has workers and stuff like that. So hu v'chol adam asurim, then every person, him and any other worker, would all be forbidden to take that cow and to plow with that cow. Hamudar hana'a michavero, if somebody has a neder of hana'a against his friend, ve'en lo mayochal, and the friend has nothing to eat, so what should you do? He has no food. So holech etzel achinvani, you go to a store owner, ve'omer, and you say to him, ish peloni noder, I think it should be a girsa over here, it should say nadur or nadar hana'a, nadar mimeni hana'a. He took a neder of hana'a mimeni, meaning this person is not allowed to benefit from me. Ve'eni yodea ma e'ese, and I don't know, and I'm not sure what I should do. Vehu noten lo, and what does he do? He gives it now to the store owner. Uba venotel mize, and he comes and takes it from this one. Who is he talking about? Saying comes and takes it from the person who, sorry, the other way around. Mechila, the person who is a sort of benefit comes in and says, ish ploni nadar mimeni hana'a. He took a neder from me that I can't benefit from him. And he says, "Ve'ini yodei ma esen." He says, "I don't know what I can do. I don't have money. I don't have food." V'hu noten lo, the store owner gives it to him, gives him food, gives him what he needs. Uba ve'notel mizeh, he goes and takes money, goes and takes back from the guy who took a neder. Meaning, it's kind of like an indirect way of like cheating the neder. Kind of like he takes it from the guy who's a sort of benefit, takes it from the store owner, and the store owner goes and takes it from the guy who took the neder. Hayab beito livnot. If let's say he had his house to build. Gedero ligdor, or he had to build a fence. Sadeo liktor, or he had to reap his field. Holech etzel apoalim, he goes to the workers. Ve'omer, and he says, ish ploni mudar hana'a mimeni. This person, mudar mimeni hana'a. He is a mudar, he's not able to benefit from me. Ve'eni yodea ma e'esen, I don't know what I should do. Ve'hen osin imo, uba'in ve'notlin sechar mizeh. Or, I mean, the way you can read it, also, I think it's also another girsa over here. It should be a different girsa. It should say, but he's saying, I'm not allowed to benefit from this person. What should I don't know what to do. So what do they do? He says, I don't know what to do. They work with him. The workers help him. They reap his field. Do whatever he needs. And they go to the person who took the neder and they take money from him. Right? That's the case. It's an indirect. A third case. If they were walking on the way, he doesn't have what to eat. The guy who's a sort of benefit. Noten le'acher, it should say, he gives to another person, le'shum matana, as a gift. Ve'hala mutar ba. And so, what does this guy do? The guy who took the neder, he gives a gift to somebody else. And the guy who has the gift now, can go and give it to the person who's asur to benefit. Right? Ve'hala mutar ba, he's allowed to benefit. Im eni mayim acher, let's say there's nobody else with them, what does he do? The guy doesn't have any food. So maniach ala sela, you place it on a rock, on a stone, or you place it on a fence. And he says, if this is considered ownerless for anybody who wants to come and grab it, it's free to be grabbed. And then the guy who's a sort of benefit can come and grab it, it's ownerless. Rabbi Yossi says that's not allowed. It's very important in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi here, why Rabbi Yossi says it's forbidden, which is going to be pretty much the remainder of the daf. The Gemara is going to spend a whole lot of time trying to figure out why Rabbi Yossi says asur v'ir. Technically speaking, it's ownerless, right? So if you look through the Mefaresh actually talks about on the Mishnah that all of these cases are talking about essentially the guy who takes a neder is the guy who took the neder is the one who is coming. The guy who is mudar, who is not allowed to benefit, is coming to the store owner, is coming to the person I need help. They help him and they go to the guy who took the neder and take the money back. That's the cases. Okay, Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "My tamad Rabbi Yossi." What's the reason for Rabbi Yossi who says that these cases of indirect is asur? So the Gemara says, "Kasavar hefker ke matana," because he holds that making something ownerless is like giving a gift. Ma matana ad atia mirashud noten the rashud mekabel. Just like a gift does not really lose its rights and go from one possession to the next until it goes from the hand of the giver to the hand of the taker. Right, once it reaches the hand of the taker, only then is it considered a gift. af hefker, so too owners are making something ownerless. Ade ate le reshut zoche, something really is ownerless and once it comes into the hands of this zochev, the person who merits it. Meaning to say that if I put something as ownerless on the table, it's only really technically ownerless when someone comes and picks it up and is now zocheh that item, picks up that item. So now what is exactly happening? I am putting this on the stone or putting this on the fence and somebody else, this guy who's asur to benefit from me, is coming to grab it. And now he is zocheh. And it only becomes ownerless once he picks it up. So now in his hand, it's as if I gave it to him directly from my hand to his hand. It's just like a gift. So that's exactly why Rabbi Yossi says it's a problem. So the Gemara says, Metiv Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba has a contradiction on this. He says, we said in the Mishnah, Vehala notel ve'ochel, we said that the guy who has a mudar hana'ah can come and take the food and eat it. Ve'Rabbi Yossi oser, and Rabbi Yossi says, it's asur. So now the Gemara asks, Amar Rabbi Yossi, ematai? They ask Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, ematai, when is it asur? Bezman shen nidro kodem lehefkero. Whenever the person's neder comes before him making the object ownerless. Meaning, if he takes a neder that guy shouldn't benefit from him, and that came before he made the object ownerless, that's when it's asur, right? But in the other way around, aval, but if you flip the amud, aval, im haya hefkero kodem lenidro. If let's say he said this object should be ownerless, and only afterwards did he take a neder that person B shouldn't benefit from him, hareze mutar, that would be permitted. Meaning, it's only talking about the case where he made a neder and then he made the object hefker. So then, the Gemara builds its question. Ve'i amart, if you thought to say ade ate reshut zocheh, that really the object is not really considered ownerless until it comes into the hands of the person who merits it, the guy who picked it up. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, mali nidro kodem lehefkero, mali hefkero kodem lenidro. What's the difference then? If his neder came before him making it ownerless, or him making it ownerless came before he made it made a neder, what would be the practical difference in essence? Because in both cases, it doesn't make a difference. Here, look at the Mefarish. The Mefarish says, look at the first Mefarish. Avayna hefkerom mutar. The mistama ki madir inish al mad de it le birshute hu de adre. When a person makes a neder, he makes a neder on something that he owns. Right? Ve'alo al mashe kvar hifkir ve'dahachi mutar. Not on something that he already made ownerless, and that's why that would be mutar. Ve'i amart, and if you say, ta'amad Rabbi Yossi mishum de lo have efker ad ati lershut zocheh, that it's not hefker until it gets to the hands of the meritor. So, mali nidro kodem lefkero ve'chulei. What's the difference if the neder came before him making it ownerless, or him making it ownerless came before its neder? Ha ki nadar hai akati lo zechabe. When the person made the neder, when he made the neder, the object still didn't reach the hands of the mudar. So shum adam ve amai mutar, why would it be permitted? Meaning he's saying that the ownership only transfers over once it reaches the hand of the zoche. And in this case, you're saying there's a difference if he made the neder first and then he made it ownerless, or he made it ownerless and then he made a neder. Why is there a difference? In both cases, it hasn't reached the person's hand yet. In both of them, I made a neder, regardless of which one came first. If it hasn't reached his hand yet, it should be asur. So the Gemara says, "Hu motiv la, hu mishani la." He asked the question, Rabbi Abba asked the question, and Rabbi Abba is going to solve the question. He says, Kol hanoder ein da'ato al mashayifkir. He says as a general rule, anyone who makes a neder, his mindset is not on things that he's already made ownerless. If he made something ownerless in the past, that doesn't fall into this category. So generally, we really still do have that rule that really anything that that really it's not considered a gift until it gets into the person's hands. It's not considered ownerless, doesn't take effect until it really reaches the person's hands. So it's as if you're giving them directly. This case, the reason why it would be differentiation between if you made the neder first or hefker versus neder, is because if you make something hefker first, once you make something ownerless, he's not going to make a neder on things that he's made ownerless before in the past. That's exactly. Meiti Rava. Rava is a contradiction. This is a Gemara from Baba Batra. The Gemara over there says, if you have somebody who is on his deathbed, he's deathly ill, and he is, he thinks he's going to pass, exactly, and he wants to pass over his possessions over to a few people. So he says, Miktzatan l'rishon ve'kulan l'sheni. He says that some of my properties should go to the first person, this first person, and all of them should go to the second person. Meaning to say, yes. Exactly. Meaning to say that the first person should get these specific things, and the second person should get everything. So seemingly over here it's saying, I mean, just derech agav, it could be saying that even including what the first person should get is what I'm giving the second person. But it doesn't specify. He just says, I'm giving to the first person, to the second person.
Except for that, I'm giving you my car.
Okay, so let's see. So the Gemara says, Rishon kana, sheni lo kana. The first person, if let's say the guy became better, and he stood up from his sickness, and now he's healthy. So the Gemara says, Rishon kana, the first person acquires what was given to him, the second person does not acquire. Why? So let's look at the Mefaresh. Rishon kana, sheni lo kana. Veim amad chozer b'sheni veino chozer b'rishon. He retracts the second one and not the first one. The fi shekshekatav the rishon, since when he wrote for the first person what he was giving him, shier la'atzmo ma shenatan achar kach l'sheni. He left over what he gave afterwards to the second person. That was really left to him, but then he chose to give it to the second person. Umin hasheni chozer de'lo shier klum. Because the second person, he pulls it all back because he didn't leave anything over for himself. That's why it's not acquired. And this is where the Mefaresh gets in deep. If you say, it's not a gift until it gets to the hands of the receiver. Why would the first person here have acquired more than the second person here? It didn't reach the first person's hand, just like it didn't reach the second person's hand. So either neither of them acquire, or they both acquire. You have to choose. If it hasn't reached his hand, according to Rabbi Yossi, it shouldn't be acquired. So the Gemara has to come back now and say, Ela Amar Rava. Rava comes back and says, Hainu Ta'amad Rabbi Yossi. Rather, really, Rabbi Yossi holds, the way the Mefarish says, according to the Torah law, really it's considered a gift right away. Once you give the gift, it's considered a gift. And even though it hasn't reached the hands of the receiver. And what's the reason that Rabbi Yossi over here said it's Asur in our Mishnah, and it's not Hefker? It's because of the following. He says it's a decree on a case of the gift of Beit Choron. What was the story? This is a story where actually it's later on in the Masechet as well. We learn this Masechet Ketubot Ayin Aleph, but it's also later on in Daf Mem Chet. We're going to see in a few Dafim. But what was the story over there? There was a guy who took a neder that his father should not benefit from him. And what did he do? He wanted to throw a wedding for his son afterwards. But then he wanted his father to come. So he gave the hall that they were doing the wedding at as a gift to somebody else. So he said, it's not my owner. I'm not the owner of the hall. So now my father can come. What did that person do who got the hall? He gave it. He said, I'm consecrating this to Hashem. So now the giver came and said, hey, I didn't give you this hall for you to consecrate it to Hashem. I gave it to you in order for my father to be able to come. Like a sneaky loophole. Way, a loophole. Exactly. So they said, this case was such a cheap case that you tried to make a way that your father can come to the wedding. You tried to break your nether. So we're going to make the same type of gezerah over here. We're going to make a gezerah that you made a nether. This person shouldn't benefit from you. Now what are you doing? You're putting something on the fence saying, oh, I'm making it ownerless. Whoever wants to come and grab it. There's only one guy there. This is the same exact thing. So that's why Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah, I'm making this case asur as well, midrabanan. Why? Out of a decree, just like that case of the gift of Beit Choron, so too I'm making the decree over here. Okay, very good. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a quick 1 minute recap. We started on Amud Bet, we had a Mishnah, and the first part of the daf, we had talked about what you're allowed to lend, you're not allowed to lend, you're borrowing, you're not borrowing, all of those types of things, why you're not allowed to give and take from a mudar hana'ah. We gave two answers. Answer number one is really they both took a neder of benefit from one another. Answer number two was Abaye. Abaye said no, only one took a neder of the other. But really, it's a decree of borrowing from the person who is mudar, unless you go and lend to him, which is a sort of benefit. That was part number one. Part number two was when we got into a new Mishnah, we started talking about if a person asks to, let's say, all of the different types of indirect cases, of, let's say somebody is mudar hana, he's not allowed to benefit, an indirect way where you can help him without giving it to him directly. That was the Mishnah. And then we said Rabbi Yossi is oser. And we were trying to dissect the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And as we got to the Amud Bet, we were trying to open up his opinion. We thought that maybe Rabbi Yossi's opinion was because a gift is, a hefker is just like a gift, and therefore a gift is only considered a gift once it reaches the receiver's hand, so too hefker, only once it reaches the receiver's hand. And the Gemara contradicted that. The Gemara said that cannot be the answer. And the Gemara ended up by saying that really, Rabbi Yossi is of the... First, we had a previous answer that the Gemara said that really, a person why in the case of when you make a neder before your hefker is different than hefker before neder. If it hasn't reached the person's hand, it shouldn't be any different according to Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara answered, no, because over there, when a person makes a neder, he's not making a neder on something that he made hefker. A person does not have his mindset to make a neder on things that he's made ownerless already. And the final part of the daf was really explaining Rabbi Yossi's opinion that he really holds now, according to Torah law, once you give a gift, it's considered a gift right away. Midrabanan, the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yossi said it's asur. This case of hefker is asur. Why? Because of a gezerah of the case of the gift that was given at Beit Choron, where the guy's father was asur to benefit, and he did that kind of sneaky thing. So that was a gezerah that we're making exactly for this case as well. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. 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 Amen.